It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I'm Anita of the Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and sitting in with me is Olivia. Hi, Olivia, how are you?
Hi, Anita. I'm great. Happy to be joining you once again.
Well, happy to have you here with me. And we have a great show today because this is a trip that we went on together.
We went on together, and we always talk about, you know, trips that you can kind of do in the area, going local or a little bit further, and, you know, an easy drive. And this was one of them.
This was definitely one of them. So it was a great trip to kind of do a girlfriend's kind of thing. I guess maybe that's what we call our trip. And also, too, it was a great road trip.
Yes, a great road trip. Again, it was, you know, about 4 hours.
About 4 hours. So it was enough time to get in some music. We had our snacks with us. We could do a little bit of talking. We even did some Facebook Live.
We did some Facebook Live and got to talk to some people as well.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun because people were kind of chiming in as we were talking.
Yes, it was fun. All on the way to Morganton, North Carolina.
That's right. It was off to Morganton, North Carolina, and a destination that I had not heard of and certainly had not been to. So it was great for that, too. I love finding these new spots and these new places to go to that are really dynamic with, you know, their downtown being very energetic and a lot going on because there was a lot of great shopping, a lot of great eating. All of those things we're going to talk about today and share with the listeners.
That's right. Morganton is very dynamic, and it also is on the rise in the kind of craft brew scene. So it was interesting to learn about that entire world while we were there, and we'll get into that later too.
It really was. You bring up a really good point with that because it was not only just breweries that a lot of times we think about, you know, because so many of those are popping up, but distilleries too. And a lot of things around kind of that shine drink that people can drink. So let's first talk a little bit about Morganton because there may be other friends of ours out there listening who have not heard of it as well.
Yes, it's located in Burke County, North Carolina, which is kind of in the foothills area of the Blue Ridge Mountains. So you've got beautiful scenery all around. And of course, there are plenty of opportunities, like we said, for outdoor activities in addition to, you know, cool shopping and a rising, you know, craft beer scene. But one of the fun outdoor activities you can do and that you can't do in a lot of places is hang gliding.
I laugh about that one because I don't know if I would do hang gliding almost anywhere, but we do have a brave one sitting here with us today who did do that. And Olivia, take it over, girlfriend, because I was so amazed with your getting on that hang glider and just taking off.
Well, thank you. And if anybody follows Anita on Facebook, she did another Facebook Live during my entire flight.
And I think yours was longer, Olivia, than anyone else's. I've told you that. I think you were up a little bit longer.
Well, me and the pilot, we're buddies now. So.
Yeah, you guys were buddies. So he was kind of having a little bit of fun with you, just gliding around.
Yeah, it was about 8 minutes up there for anyone curious. And we did this at a place called Thermal Valley Hang Gliding, which they do out of a small airport in the area. So when you get there... you may not realize what you're going to see once you get up in the air because it's this flat, you know, runway that you're on. But once you are up in the air, you see some of the mountains, the Catawba River, and there are other landmarks that the pilot will point out to you. And the way that it works is you are tandem hang gliding. So you are both strapped in, kind of suspended under the glider. The pilot is the one who's steering. He does give you a chance to kind of take the reins if you want to, but you don't have to. And, you know, we did it with a group of people. Everybody took turns and everybody had like different things they wanted to do up there, whether it was take it easy or, you know, a bit more thrilling. So it's really up to you and the pilot will make it happen. But you can see the entire, you know, how it works in the video because the glider is attached to a small plane to start. That's how you get up in the air and then you detach and just kind of glide gently, gradually back down to the ground. It's a lot of fun. It's kind of a, you know, bucket list thing, and it's run by a really cool team, husband and wife duo.
Yeah,
and they really take you through the safety protocol. And so I've, you know, by the time we were finally getting ready to go up in the air, I felt prepared.
Oh,
so
that's great. That's great. Well, you did a great job. And you're right. It's run by a husband and wife duo, Craig and Laura Pearson. And they do prepare you not only with all of the kind of safety tips, but you just get also a feeling of relaxation that you can let those shoulders down and you don't have to be so afraid.
Right. And, you know, they do it all day. So it really is just, oh, yeah. It's easy, you know.
We're just going up again. So if you guys want to check it out, their website is thermovalley.net. So check it out, and you can be like Olivia, gliding through the air. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and Olivia and I are talking today about Morganton, North Carolina. She and I had a trip up there together, kind of a girlfriend's getaway, a road trip, and we are sharing with you guys all of the great things that we did so that you can put it on your list. Now, restaurants, too, we really ate well while we were there. Went to a place called Root and Vine, which is a great name, and they offer all kinds of area source, really made from scratch-prepared type dishes. It's kind of new American fare, and it has an extensive wine list, so you can really pair wines really well with that. And maybe the best thing about it is that you can sit outdoors under the trees, and they have these little fairy lights in the trees. But another great thing that we enjoyed about Olivia as well is that you're across the street from this historic house that gives you this feeling of maybe, you know, something mysterious, and you want to go check it out, which that house is now a bank, so I'm sure there's nothing mysterious going on in it, but it definitely is a conversation piece.
It really is. We were, you know, trying to figure out its story because it has a beautiful lawn and, you know,
beautiful
lots
flowers.
And so you're like, what is going on over there? It's currently a bank, but it's been different things in the past.
It has been, but it's beautiful. So if you're having dinner at Root and Vine, you can look over and check it out as well, or walk by, because another great thing of sitting outside is you really got a chance to see people going up and down the street. So a lot of people watching as well. Now, Judge's Riverside Restaurant, that was another great one.
That was a great one. It's a kind of family lodge style restaurant that looks right out over the Catawba River. And they have really cool, you know, deck seating, lots of lawn chairs, and different props that are set up for photo opportunities right along the river, which Anita, of course, enjoyed. You can probably see that on her Instagram as well. And it's kind of a buffet style. They've got barbecue and American comfort food, so really good. And what we really enjoyed about it was this prize at the end of a 2.5 mile walk.
Greenway walk, yeah.
In the hot weather, but it was a really nice walk in the Catawba Meadows Park.
Mm-hmm.
Really beautiful place. Again, this is a 2.5 mile greenway walk, so it's mostly in the shade, so that's good. And it goes right along the Catawba River, and it ends basically at the Riverside Restaurant there. Along the way, you'll see a Native American Village Interpretive Center. There's an 18-hole disc golf course. So there's a lot going on within that park as well.
Right. That's right. But then also, too, there's something mysterious in the Brown Mountains around Morganton. They most commonly spot these little lights that are kind of just dotting the area, just kind of spotting around during crisp autumn nights, like these floating orbs that may appear to rise from the Brown Mountains, hover in the air, and then kind of disappear. And the lights have been observed for centuries, and the cause still remains a mystery. So if you like a mystery, you have that house, but then you also have these little floating orb lights that you can see if you're hiking around the Brown, sort of around that area as well. Now, we're coming down to the end of this segment, and we didn't get a chance to cover the breweries and talk a little bit about that. So when we come back, there's some great breweries there that are doing some really fantastic things, really trying to bring in the local farmers. So there's a lot of sourcing of the local produce when you talk about the breweries. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. The show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. Check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. Back in a moment with more about Morganton, North Carolina.